Well, the NCAA has denied a bid by Iowa defensive end Drew Ott to return for a fifth year. Ott suffered a dislocated elbow in a Week 2 victory over Iowa State and then had his season ended by a knee injury in a Week 6 victory over Illinois. He applied for a medical hardship.
I mean, it's unfortunate I get my ruling go my way to get another year, but very thankful for the coaches and everyone here help with my rehab and things like that. So I'm very thankful for Hawkeye Nation staying with me, and it's been a lot of fun.
Ott's focus now turns to the NFL, even though the draft is just a couple of weeks away. He's hired an agent and hopes to land with a team.
Rehab's going great. I mean, started running here and things like that, so everything's going good for me, and I should be ready to go by season.
Ott says he was never told why it took so long for his case to be acted upon, but was prepared for either decision.
I'm excited to play football the next year. I mean, whether it's here or with another team, I just got to rehab and do things like that, so I'm pretty confident I'll succeed in whatever happens.
Iowa officials were optimistic after the Big Ten passed Ott's case on to the NCAA.
First and foremost, really disappointed for Drew. Drew's just done such a great job here. And, that's a tough thing, tough situation. Beyond that, I am disappointed with the decision and also disappointed the process.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who said Ott was denied because he played in more than 30% of Iowa's games last season.
I was a little bit hopeful and mildly optimistic that this ruling would go the other way. It didn't. But that being said, the good thing is, the comforting thing is that I know he's got a bright future. He's going to do really well when whatever he chooses to do moving on.
Ferentz says he was hopeful because there have been exceptions to the rule in the past, and he thought Ott had made a good case. In baseball yesterday, Domingo Santana hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the ninth inning. Chase Anderson threw six innings without an earned run, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4 last night. Santana connected off closer Trevor Rosenthal with two outs to break a 4-all tie. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Miami 2-1. It was Washington over Atlanta 3-0. Philadelphia topping San Diego 2-1. Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati 9-2. It was Colorado 10-6 over San Francisco. The Dodgers beat Arizona 3-1. In interleague play, Detroit topping Pittsburgh 7-3. In the American League, Salvador Perez tagged Houston reliever Ken Giles for a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning, lifting the Kansas City Royals over the Houston Astros 4-2 last night. The World Series champion Royals have taken 2 of 3 from the team they beat in the decisive Game 5 of the AL Division Series last October. A four-game set wraps up today. Giles retired the first two batters in the eighth before walking Alex Gordon on a full count, and Perez then followed with a drive off the facade above the Crawford boxes in left field. Elsewhere in the American League, it was the Angels over Oakland 5-1. Seattle beat Texas in 10 innings 4-2. Toronto topping the Yankees 7-2. Boston beat Baltimore 4-2. Cleveland over Tampa Bay 4-1. White Sox shut out Minnesota 3-0. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Iowa over New Orleans 9-5. Omaha beat Round Rock 6-4. St. Louis Cardinals left-hander Marco Gonzalez will have season-ending Tommy John surgery. The 22-year-old Gonzalez injured his elbow in spring training after being limited to one start for the Cardinals last season because of shoulder problems. He was drafted by the Cards in the first round of the 2013 draft and went 4-2 with a .415 earned run average in 10 games for St. Louis in the following season. We'll have Cardinal baseball for you today here on KJAN. It's a day game. Cards and the Brewers will finish off that three-game set. 11:50 this morning, we're on the air with the pregame. 12:45 is the scheduled first pitch in that contest. Iowa State has signed prep forward Cameron Lard to a letter of intent. Lard, a 6'9", 220-pound forward from Louisiana, missed his senior season because of transfer rules. But as a junior, Lard averaged 16 points and 10 rebounds. Lard, a fifth member of Coach Steve Prohm's first recruiting class, was rated as a 4-star recruit by ESPN and 247sports.com. Lard might play immediately next season since the Cyclones lose post players George Niang, Jameel McKay, and Abdul Nader to graduation. A former Iowa State University basketball player who faced a rape charge that was later dropped is suing the school, claiming its response ruined his chances of playing professional basketball. The Des Moines Register reports that Boo Boo Paulo's lawsuit accuses university officials of wrongly punishing him even after the criminal case against him was dropped. The suit also names the Iowa Board of Regents. Paulo was charged with felony sexual abuse in 2012 after a female student accused him of rape. The case was dropped due to a lack of evidence, but ISU President Stephen Leith barred Paulo from playing, saying he violated student conduct rules. Leith's decision was eventually overturned, but Paulo says he faced scrutiny due to the punishment. University officials haven't responded to that complaint. It was a record-setting win for the Golden State Warriors and a triumphant farewell for Kobe Bryant on the final night of the NBA's regular season. Stephon Curry poured in 46 points, and the Warriors earned their league record 73rd victory by thumping Memphis 125-104. Golden State's 73-9 record tops the previous best of 72-10, set by the Chicago Bulls in the 1995-96 season. Curry drained 10 more three-pointers to finish the season with 402. That's 116 more than the previous league record that he set last year. Klay Thompson finished with 16 points, and Harrison Barnes added 15 for the Warriors, who topped the NBA victory record by winning their last four games. Meanwhile, Bryant went out in style by torching Utah for a season-high 60 points in the Los Angeles Lakers' 101-96 win over the Jazz. He delivered 23 points in the fourth quarter, including 13 straight in just over 2 minutes, after Utah took a 96-86 lead. It was the last game of Bryant's 20-year career as he finishes with 33,643 regular season points. That's the third most in league history. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, it was Washington, Detroit, Indiana, Boston, Minnesota, Charlotte, Chicago, Houston, San Antonio, Toronto, Portland, and Phoenix, all posting victories. As the regular season came to a close, the playoffs get underway this weekend. NHL playoffs got underway last night. The St. Louis Blues opened up their Stanley Cup playoff schedule, knocking off the defending champions. David Backes scored an odd goal at 9:04 of overtime to give the Blues a 1-0 victory over the Chicago Blackhawks in St. Louis. Backes was throwing a pass across the front of the net when it bounced off the skate of Chicago forward Trevor Van Riemsdyk and got past Corey Crawford for the only goal of the game. Brian Elliott was outstanding at times while the Blackhawks were out shooting the Blues 35-18, including a 7-2 mark in the overtime. It was Elliott's first playoff shutout. Also yesterday, Patrick Hornquist registered his first playoff hat trick, and Sidney Crosby added a goal and two assists as the Penguins topped the New York Rangers 5-2 in Pittsburgh. And Nikita Kucherov had two goals, and Alex Killorn provided the tie-breaking tally with 11:08 remaining, pushing the Lightning over Detroit by a 3-2 final. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.